This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Weird.
It's even in a song by the Georgia Satellites.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
One of those, things your grandma tells you.
You hear that, but you're not supposed to know about that.
Yeah, really? No, that's the one that's passed down from grandma to ma to daughter to her daughter.
It's widely known then.
It's pretty much a milk.
Which guy that one?
I got that for free.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That number again, 72881, milk. So I'm going to start with Stormy Daniels. She's a porn hoe. She is. I'm sorry. Like, listen, as much as, I'm fascinated by the fact that she and Donald Trump had a thing, it's also gross on so many levels. Like, she wasn't even into him. And she went on with this affair. So she's just a total gold digger. Like, she's a terrible person. No matter how you feel about her relationship with Donald Trump,
just how you feel about Donald in general, right? Which I think there are some people who want her to say every word.
Every single word.
Because they hate him so very much. But
suddenly they got a porn hose back.
But the truth is, we already know.
Yeah.
We don't need you to tell us. We already got it.
You said it all in 2006,
by
the way.
We know what happened, and it's not good, but it's probably not enough to impeach him, which is what I think
people ultimately hope for. No, it's just people want to dance on his, anything.
On his marriage?
Sure. Poor Melania.
I know.
Oh, my God. The running joke on all the late night shows is that she's a prisoner, that she just wants to get out of there. It's like, a helicopter took off from the White House. Melania was seen screaming after it.
Please, Melania's like,
feel forgotten me.
What Vinny used to say about Bruce Jenner when he was married to Chris Kardashian.
Trapped.
Help!
I really want to get into drone technologies dropping like messages of save me into everybody's yard.
And I only watched that show a couple times, but you could tell he was stuck in this TV show, right?
Stuck in the middle of it.
Just stuck in a TV show. And then you only come to find out that he really was like stuck in so many ways, Bruce Jenner the whole time when he in reality wanted to
be a woman.
Caitlyn.
Right. Yeah. It had to be harder for him than for almost anybody else who says, listen, I've been trapped in this, because he was a rock star athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he was just so well known. It was never going to be a quiet time for him to make this change.
Yeah.
And then to be married, and he's got these beautiful kids, and he's got this whole life. My heart goes out to Caitlyn. I think about what a tough thing. Like, I like her, some people hate her, some people like her, whatever. I respect that she's living the life that she wanted to live. You can't ever take that away from her. At least before she died, she became who she wanted to be.
So poor Melania is like,
her.
Help me.
Melania's like, please, I just want to go back to Slovenia.
Yeah.
Slovenia.
Whatever. Where does she live? Slovenia. So Stormy Daniels, and the reason I started with that whole thing is that there are the people who want to see Donald Trump squirm. They don't love porn hoes. They just are giving this woman money because they want to see Donald Trump taken down at least a peg. Mm-hmm. So she's getting a huge financial assist from the public. She opened up a crowdfunding page yesterday, asking for donations to support her legal efforts to get the hush agreement with the president tossed. How much did she raise in the first 12 hours?
Oh, my God. $250,000.
No, it's way less than that. Oh. But it's still a significant amount of money. She doesn't have a limit on it, by the way. Like, you can just keep on kicking down. She raised $80,000 in 12 hours.
And how does the crowdfunding work?
Well, I don't know which one she's on. Because normally you have to say, my goal is $50,000.
She's on Crowd Justice, which I've never heard of.
Oh, is that sounds like a legal defense fund?
It has 28 days to go.
And then what happens?
And then it ends.
Didn't you say she was worth a couple million bucks,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, the internet says she's worth $4 million.
Yeah. So she, well, listen, law fees or lawyer fees are expensive.
Yes.
So anyway, they're saying that if she keeps going at this rate, she's easily looking at seven figures,
by the
possibly
way,
more.
Yuzette's right. It's $120,000 right now.
That's what it's at right now?
Right,
$120,000 have been contributed.
So what does it say? What's the goal on there?
There is no goal.
It says,
no.
Do you have it there or you want me to read it?
Go ahead and read it.
I'm attempting to speak honestly and openly to the American people about my relationship with now President Donald Trump and the intimidation and tactics used against me.
Oh, the poor dear.
Did you cash that
picture,
check? I can't remember. Did she cash that check?
Pretty sure she cashed that check.
Her picture looks all sort of innocent.
Yeah. She's just got this sweet look on her face. I'm just a little porno. I didn't know what I was doing when I cashed that
mattress
check.
Mattress actress, Sarah.
Sorry, whatever. She's a porn star. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being a porn star. I actually don't think there is. But it's for these people to be throwing money at this person that they, you know, they'd never go up to at a party. They'd never associate with in a million years. But they're like, oh, she can take Donald Trump down a peg. Give her money.
You want to put this on the sandwich?
Sure.
Oh, you did.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. People can find
I am not a fan of Donald Trump's, but I'm not giving this lady any money.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Because I agree with Vinny. I've already heard the whole story. I already know. You're not going to give me any details that are going to blow my mind. But basically, this woman wants to have her cake and eat it, too. Someone has offered, a few people have offered to not only pay the $130,000 back for her, but pay the $1 million fine. If she does talk, she's not going to have to lay out a penny, and she's just getting famous off this. This is just a person. This is a fame grab as much as it's a money grab.
Of course.
So anyway, she doesn't list a goal amount. Her lawyer's name is Michael Avenatti. I guess TMZ called them to see how much he's billed her so far to get a sense of what the final bill might be. But of course, he wasn't talking. He did tell TMZ he's not billing her for his media blitz, which includes appearances on Today, CBS This Morning. I mean, this dude is also doing a fame grab. Stormy's page says the money's for attorney's fees, litigation costs, as well as possible damages that may be awarded against me if I speak out. Damages that may be awarded against me. Well, that must be the $1 million. This guy is saying Stormy's going to donate the extra cash to charity if there is any extra cash. But she doesn't say that on the website.
Right.
And by the way, most people who want to donate to charity, this is not charity. This is not charity. If you make a donation here, there's no tax write-off for you. This is just you wanting to bring down Donald Trump. Nothing wrong with that. Do what you want. I'm fine with it. Whatever. I knew before that guy was elected that he was a horse's ass. Reese Witherspoon and Paul McCartney.
Okay.
They have offspring.
All right.
In fact, Paul McCartney's a grandfather. Several times over, I believe. So Reese has a daughter who looks exactly like her.
Uh-huh.
Her name's Ava Philippi. Philippi? Is that how you say Ryan's last name?
Mm-hmm.
Philippi.
Philippi.
18-year-old Ava Philippi. She is 18 years old, and he has an 18-year-old grandson. He's the oldest of Paul's grandchildren. The oldest is Arthur Donald McCartney, and he is also 18. And they were spotted out together, strolling the streets.
Oh, cute.
I know. So cute. They're actually adorable kids. She looks just like her mom. Ava seemed pretty smitten with him. They say they're calling him kind of, TMZ says that he's kind of a stud with Beatles-esque charm flowing through his vein.
Oh, really?
They also stopped off for a drink at a bar because the drinking age there is 18.
Oh, my God. She looks so much like her
know,
mom.
I know. Exactly like her. Mm-hmm. Arthur's mom is Mary McCartney. That's Paul and Linda's first daughter together. So they, you know, they're not touching or hanging on each other or anything.
They're looking at each other
pretty
intently.
That's a better picture of him. He looks cute in that one.
Good for them.
And good for Johnny Manziel.
What?
How do you say his name? Manziel?
Manziel.
Manziel.
Yeah. What about him?
He's officially a married man. And the hot piece ass that he married, I'm about to show you, Vin. I think you're going to like it. Her name is Bree Tiesi. T-A-C. T-I-E-S-I.
Now, you are the one that you do these stories, and I sometimes hear about it on my sports channels, but wasn't he in trouble not too long ago for having, I don't know what the domestic situation was with his girlfriend at the time? I know he's had struggles with drugs and alcohol.
Yes.
But
that's all I've ever heard. I haven't heard
of
it.
No. There was a thing with his girlfriend.
Oh. This girlfriend, the one that is now his wife?
That's what I'm asking you. I don't know. Is this a new girl or is this the girl he'd been with? No idea?
Let me see if it says how long they've been together. It really doesn't.
I think they've engaged for just about a year now. They got engaged March 2017.
So it has been a year. Yeah, I mean, I've seen pictures of girls or a girl, but I don't know if this is the same girl. Anyway, he's officially married. They got married in a very quiet, private ceremony. He credits her with turning his life around and getting him cleaned up after years of craziness. TMZ had noticed recently that they were both wearing rings. They're wearing wings. That appeared to be wedding bands, and now it looks like it's official that they've said, I do. Here's a picture of them kissing.
Here's the story. Johnny Manziel had a dismissal agreement with the prosecutors that will require the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback to meet conditions for a year before being cleared of a domestic violence charge against him. Apparently, he had to go to anger management courses.
Oh. So does it say it was against this girl? Or does it not say who the person was?
It doesn't say. Well,
sources
Crowley. Will not be allowed to have contact with Colleen Crowley was the girlfriend that he.
So how long ago was this?
He was accused of hitting and threatening former girlfriend Colleen Crowley during a night out in January. This was back in 2016.
Okay. So we don't know when he hooked up with this Bree chick, but sometime between the breakup with Colleen Crowley.
That's not the same person. Right. Okay. Well, that was the question. Is it the same person? It's not.
Apparently not. She is going to take his last name. The ceremony took place at a California courthouse. Unclear if it was just them or if a few witnesses were there. They are saying they might do a bigger wedding celebration later this year. He's been training like crazy with some of his NFL friends in an effort to get back to the NFL. I guess what are you looking at?
She's very flexible.
That's her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a couple pictures she's taken of herself.
Damn. Yeah, that's
She's got a pretty nice rear end.
Oh, look at her hiney.
Right. I guess he took off because he's trying to get it back into the NFL. And she's like, I'll just stay here on our honeymoon. So she was spotted in Miami on Wednesday in a tiny bikini. And here's another shot of her. It's just another shot of her rear end. I mean, I personally can't get enough shots of that.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah. She's got a good one.
Well, good for them. I hate to see someone struggle with drugs and alcohol in general, but when a person has a possibility of a very bright future and they cannot get it together and they're so publicly on fire.
Oh, my God.
It's
awful
to see.
He was just an embarrassment.
He was just really, and they were following it all. Yeah, like he was caught in Vegas with a wig and mustache on. And
I think they're covering this a little bit more heavily on the sports channels that you watch because I did not hear about the mustache and glasses get up.
Yeah. Oh, is that them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem very
hiney.
Happy together.
They're having fun. Good for them.
Oh, boy. He is really just putting all her stuff on display.
Yeah. Well,
not all of it.
Yeah, I guess there is an inch wide strip of fabric.
It's picture perfect, though, isn't it? Sarah's still staring at it. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to figure it out.
What is it to figure out?
I couldn't quite figure it out. Then I saw
golden,
her face
brown,
around the back.
And tanned and
perfectly round.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Glittering gold. Hey, you should put that up in your workout room and just strive for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I'll ever get there?
Yeah.
No. Those days are gone for me, Yuzi. I'll just be happy to, have a little more stamina. 8 years ago today in 2010, less than a year after Michael Jackson's death, his estate signed a $250 million 10-album record deal with Sony Music. It is the biggest record deal of all time. So...
wait, what?
In 2010, after he died, they signed a deal with Sony Records. But there has been one album, right? But it must be all retrospective stuff or just, you know, the lost tracks kind of stuff. He died, as you know, of acute propofol and Xanax intoxication, benzodiazepine. And it was shortly after that. But I don't recall seeing 10 albums. And certainly it seems like in the 8 years since they signed this deal that they could have put that out.
Coachella. So awful.
I know.
You know, the other day I put him on in my car, and the little screen brought up the album cover to the Thriller out. Mm. The Thriller. He was such a handsome young man. Like, this is right before he started wrecking himself.
Mm.
Such a good-looking kid.
I know. And he just turned into like a freak.
Mm-hmm.
And so damn talented.
Yeah, I don't listen to that music normally, but he's good.
He's amazing.
You know?
Right,
dance
he's in a class
music?
By
I'm not
himself.
Putting that on. What am I doing with dance music on?
But, well, you might want to dance with your daughter.
Well, that's why it was on.
Oh.
But my point is, you know, he's good, a class above for
right.
sure.
But he was spending through his money like there was no tomorrow. And they made a deal. I mean, they say he's worth more now than he ever was or could have been in life because of the way he spent. I'm sure they went through those warehouses full of the junk that he has.
Duplicates of stuff.
Oh, my God. He just, that one Martin Bashir yeah. documentary where they show him, I'll take two of those and one of those. Oh, I got to have that. And you know those weren't going to his house. Those were going, I'm
straight
sure they
to
made
a
ton of money on that
right.
stuff. Hey, you guys, at 9:15, we peek for the week. Our friend Rudy will be joining Hooman for a review of Tomb Raider.
Yeah, go to the Alice 973 Instagram. I posted a picture of us at the premiere.
Oh, goodness. What could that look like? Got to check that out. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
I've got a really good story about one of those GoFundMe pages.
Oh.
And cursing makes the news.
Uh-oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:36. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're
Don't
welcome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's great to have you here.
Thanks.
I'm always so grateful every time I look over there. Oh, he's there.
There's
oh.
a smiley Phew! Little face.
With that mustache.
You like
oh,
it?
It's like, when did Magnum P.I. get into the room?
Let me see how it looks now.
I'm looking good, right?
It's filling out.
Yeah.
Doesn't take him long. You give Vinny a week, he's got a full beard. Anywho, today, 9:15, you can actually watch the Looking Glass and see the movie review as it happens live. Rudy Ortiz is going to be in here. Our
yeah.
friend Rudy is joining us for it. He's got a couple shows coming up, so we'll tell you about those. You can go to rudyortiz.com. But the movie's review is happening at 9:15. You can watch it live at radioalice.com/watch. Don't you guys Facebook Live that as well?
We do the movie review. Yes, we do.
All right,
Vaughn does.
If you're on Facebook at the time, you'll get to see that as well. Rudy Ortiz coming up to do the movie review, and it's Tomb Raider at 9:15.
The Radio Alice Report.
You'd be glad you did. That was fun. Here's what's happening. I wanted to do this story just because we are watching the weirdest thing is happening right before our very eyes as pot has become legal in California, and you see now billboards saying the prohibition
it's
is over.
So crazy.
And
it's so weird.
The option of going and buying pot is available to you.
And it's in a well-lit store with friendly salespeople.
The story I'm reading now, it's actually from the Santa Cruz Sentinel, but it is about how San Francisco is embracing marijuana lounges. Here
wow.
in the city, and I'm going to show you the pictures because you need to see these. It's a place where you can go. This one is called the Barbary Coast Dispensary. But they have a smoking lounge where you can hang out and sit comfortably in these wonderful leather chairs.
And they sell weed too, or do you
and
just
they
have
sell
to...
weed too.
Oh boy.
But you can relax with your friends and take bong rips.
Jesus.
Look at the pictures of these guys.
I can't wait to see. It's just such a, it still feels wrong, doesn't it? Like you
well,
spent
yeah,
your whole life.
That in our youth was illegal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here they are
oh,
hanging
playing,
out.
The... playing some cards and.
Look.
Oh, boy. That guy's fully embracing the lifestyle.
Yeah, hitting it. Take yep. a picture of me.
I will take a picture of you.
Going for it.
Boy, that looks like a little homemade bong. That's just, I mean, I think it's great, but it also feels very strange.
According to the story, Oakland, and there's also one in Tahoe, they have these smoking lounges as
oh,
well. So
well.
You can buy the weed, the doobie weed.
And enjoy it right there.
Hang out with your friends in a nice place, yeah. not your house.
It's great.
Hiding.
Have they talked, has the CHP talked more about how they're going to decide if you are stoned driving or not?
I remember that was one of the...
That was a big roadblock to
it. One of the big things they were trying to figure out. I haven't heard them talk more about
right.
that, no. I don't need to look into it because I don't
partake. You're not
going to
do it, right.
So, it's funny how when you're up to no good... There you are getting pulled over all the time. When you're not, you don't get pulled over. You don't have to think about it.
It's true.
It's so weird.
Yep.
And
even if you do
be like,
get pulled
oh,
over.
Why behind me all the time? God!
It's almost like you're following me.
I can hardly hold this wheel straight. I'm so nervous.
Now, it's like, oh, great, a cop.
Feel free.
Here I am, minding my own business.
Yeah.
Go find all those other people.
Anyway. Interesting times.
Yes, very high times.
A girl in Tennessee named Sydney Uselton.
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 Recently tried to text her friend a photo of a dress she was thinking about buying for her high school formal.
Okay. So, people do it all the time.
Check me out over here. Send.
What do you think of this?
She accidentally sent it to the wrong number. Another Tennessee resident named Tony Wood got the picture.
Oh.
And instead of just ignoring it, he texted back a photo of his kids all giving the dress a big thumbs up.
Oh, my God. Adorable.
So all the kids got gathered round and they all went.
Was she in the dress?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so
I
she's in a changing room.
It on,
got
right.
it.
So they text back the picture of the dress with a big thumbs up. And one of Sydney's friends ended up posting screenshots of the back and forth on Twitter. And it went viral. Over the weekend.
As things do.
As things do, right. The family. Oh, look fun. They're so fun, right? When Tony found out his five kids in the picture were suddenly internet famous, he posted a shout out to his 4-year-old son, Keisler.
Keisler.
He's the only one of Tony's 6 kids that wasn't in the photo. Because he was at a clinic getting chemo.
Oh, God.
He's battling leukemia, and Tony didn't want to make him feel left out because he missed the family photo that's now gone viral, and they're internet famous
except for the kid with cancer.
Right, and he felt that I want Tony to be included. Or, sorry, Tony's the dad.
Keisler.
Keisler.
Okay.
Is the young boy. So he wanted him to feel included. Then someone online found a GoFundMe page that Tony had created back in 2015 to help pay for Keisler's treatments.
Oh.
So Keisler's been sick for a while now.
Right.
Then that went viral.
Oh my God.
The original goal he'd set up was $10,000. And it looks like they've hit $40,000 so far now.
Oh, wow.
So
just from a text that went awry. Sometimes the internet works out. It's rare, but sometimes the internet works out for people.
Right. Right.
Wrong number turns out to be the right number.
Isn't that neat?
It's great.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's a very sweet story. The thing about the GoFundMe pages is a lot of times I get like, oh, great, this person has a GoFundMe, too, so I got to pay for their whatever. But sometimes the stories are so heart-wrenching or so touching or so it feels like, oh, wow, how incredible, what a great opportunity to be generous to someone. And the internet has made it so easy. It's
you could also go through your retirement.
You can.
On the GoFundMe pages.
Yeah,
you know,
it's hard to pick
I got sucked in when I was looking at GoFundMe pages for the fires up north. You guess every story is it's like, well, if I'm going to give to that one, what about these guys?
You just do what you can do.
Exactly.
I've definitely had that feeling before, as we've done many charitable events and causes, and there's no doubt.
And people reach out all the time.
You do stuff, and right after you're done, someone's like, but what about? And you just go.
That's also a worthy cause.
This is,
you know.
You just got to do what you can do.
Right. Yep. But it feels really good helping other people. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing that you can do as a human for another human.
Yeah, and you don't have money. I mean, I have more time than
sure,
money.
Your time, whatever.
I'll give my time.
Cook a meal for someone.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, whatever little thing you can do to help. It feels great.
Science! According to science. You deserve it. You've been getting us good lately. I'm talking to Bryn now.
Yeah. Trying to freshen up something.
All right.
Really?
Uh-oh. Is
he's working on the
review?
Intro. As soon as the movie review is happening, that's it. The whole day is dedicated to freshening
shot,
up
you know,
his like, wonderful intro.
As it should be.
The two-minute intro.
Well,
like
it's not going to be quite that long.
Where are all these people
I've been
talking?
He had a special request the other day. I'm trying to squeeze
it
out.
Oh, I remember that.
We piped in our listeners for that one.
According to science. there's a bunch of reasons that swearing is good for you.
Oh, well, that's good news, because damn, do I do that a lot.
Researchers have decided that those who swear regularly are more happy, healthy, intelligent, and, of course, honest.
Oh. Well, it does feel like a little vent.
I'm reading a book. I got back on that book about Bob.
Yes.
What about
We Are
Bob?
Legion. We Are Bob.
We Are Bob. And they are watching this early, I don't know what planet they're on. I don't even know what dimension they're in. But they're watching this early civilization form.
Oh, yeah.
And as they're studying this civilization, he's putting human words and thoughts and emotions into these people that aren't speaking English.
They're not human.
Well,
they
don't speak English.
They're just a whole other species, but he's found intelligent life in the universe.
As they're watching this, he keeps going, well, that was a curse word for sure or whatever. And you just go, oh, that's so funny. Mm-hmm. It's so universal that certain reactions have to be the F
they
word, right?
That,
they
yeah.
have to be.
Right.
Ah!
Yeah.
Gotta be. I love that.
Let me put this feeling into words,
right.
If I could.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You're not going to like them.
Profanity. It's good for you.
Yeah, it's great. Can get you in a lot of trouble, though. You get a radio show and find out. You'll give everyone. It's actually, it can give everyone you work with a heart attack.
That is true.
Mm. Did that just get said? Oh, my God.
Another quick story for you before I get to the text, because we do have the movies reviews
we
coming
sure do.
Out,
oh, God, I got to get that plenty of time.
It looks like the intro alone is going to take up a couple minutes of our time.
Look at the Instagram, everybody. Allison's up three. Like and
oh,
comment.
Right. That's right. I forgot you put up a thing. I've been so immersed in my Apple Watch all day. I will like it and leave a comment. I know those are the rules.
How's the Apple Watch working out for you?
It's super. It's distracting, Vinny. I'm like obsessed with it now.
Well, don't
Vinny
be obsessed.
Gave me his
I
old
just,
one.
What did I say to Bryn? You walked out of the room and I go, did we just start a new habit with her?
You did.
Is this a new thing that's going to take
At least I think it's a healthy habit, right?
Is it?
A healthy obsession.
Well, let's
close those
so.
Rings, Sarah. Close those rings.
I'm trying. Look, I've already got. Well, no. It actually
Five
gives me
steps.
It gives me credit if I stand up, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, it shows you, like, I think 12 stand ups, right?
Uh-huh, 12 stand ups. It's time to stand. I'm like, I can't right now.
Yeah, I can't. I missed some too. I'll be driving in my car and I'm not stopping.
Hooman, is that under Alice?
Alice 973, yes. Alice okay. is under Alice. Everyone, Alice is under Alice.
So this is, what a great picture of the two of you with the big screen behind you. Let me like that and leave a comment.
I left a comment already.
Thank you so much. Use that, Vinny. Feel free to join us.
Wow,
I
how did you guys get so good looking?
You guys are a great team.
Thank you so much.
You might be the A team.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Bryn?
Oh, well, Bryn's
well,
right.
checked
out.
Out
a long
Bryn, yeah,
time
Bryn,
ago.
Hey,
I
mean, Bryn's barely here right now.
I'll be there. I'm here every time you ask me to be there.
Wow,
well,
remember Red
minute.
Sparrow? You didn't like that one.
What happened that day?
What happened? You had a baby?
Yeah, I think that.
Oh, that might have been.
You and your baby stuff. Yeah. Jeez, starting a family. What's wrong with you? You don't want to hang out with Hooman? Our text number is 8. I don't have time for a story now. Or we chewed it all up. Good morning, radio family. Happy to report I made a ribeye for dinner and gave my BF a lap kiss for dessert.
All right. Oh,
and
nice.
Then we finished the night with some Nook.
Oh.
Thanks for the good idea. And then there's a picture of a steak, which looks like that looks like a spinach kind of.
Oh, nice. A little side dish going on there. I meant to do that, but I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Well, I got home and John had already started some slow cooker thing, some bean and chicken thing.
Oh, you didn't like it?
Well, he was trying to use up all the leftovers in the fridge, and he like threw everything in a crock pot, and we're like, all right, we'll give this a shot. I mean, it was edible, but.
Well, wait a minute. Forget about the steak. Did he get the other thing?
I forgot about that, too.
Well, that's the thing.
I forgot, I meant to go to the supermarket and get steaks, and then when I forgot about that, I forgot about all the stuff. Sorry.
The other
Why
stuff
am
is
I apologizing 80, to you guys?
80% of it.
Oh, really?
Well, first of all, you're the one that brought it up.
I know. And it was my plan. I didn't execute. He had already started dinner. So
do
I just went, oh, that's out the window.
But you can do the good part of the... Who cares about the steak?
Do yo.
Throw the meat at the wall. Who needs that?
Do your wifely duty.
So were you going... Were you going through the meal going, oh, okay, well, that's the chicken. Well, that's the blah, blah, blah. That's the whatever leftovers.
Yeah, he actually even emptied like a couple of, you know how you have like a half empty thing of salsa in your fridge at all times? He like emptied those in. And
how
just, like,
when he
out
put
the
that
fridge.
In front of you, did you not remember, oh, yeah, I was going to get you steak.
No. I got home at whatever time yesterday, 11 o'clock or whatever time it was, like that was already cooking and he was in there like mixing it up. He's like, I don't know how this is going to be, but. Like the beans weren't all the way cooked. It was like, oh man, this is not putting just like put in like the dregs of 4 packs of rice. I'm like, oh, this is
horrible.
It was horrible. It was not good. We were laughing about it the whole thing, and we were like, and Sean's like, is there anything else I can eat? I'm like, no, that's it. Dad cleaned out the fridge.
Don't you just at that point break down and make pancakes for everybody?
Yeah,
it was edible. Something. We ate it.
And everybody went to bed hungry.
We all ate it. We all put guacamole on it and just, you know, powered through. It makes everything better.
You know? Thank you for not serving that on Sunday night.
We would never serve. Are you kidding me? We have a whole complex about what Hooman will and won't eat.
That's right. Well, not that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that some people went out and did the steak in a lap kiss celebration.
Me too.
Yeah. You didn't get that?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You could have brought home the steaks.
Oh, I didn't even. No expectation of that happening. And then Survivor was on.
True.
It went from like bath time to Survivor to bedtime. The end. 916 is requesting more Dr. Evil Genius.
Oh, yeah. I love Dr. Evil Genius.
Thank you so much.
Did your girlfriend give you a steak and a lap kiss last night, Dr. Evil Genius?
You know, I like to be single and free like a bird.
Oh, that's right. You don't have a girlfriend. I forgot.
Yes, I don't want to check in with anyone. I don't want that responsibility. I don't want the moodiness.
Oh, the moodiness.
Moody!
These women are too moody for you.
Well, all women, really.
Well, nice talking to you. Dr. Evil Genius has made a...
Thank you. Excited about the movie review.
Oh, are you? Yeah, we have. That's when we peek for the week,
Dr.
Evil.
Can you do the whole movie review in Dr. Evil's voice?
No, I have to go concoct some evil plan.
Okay, off you go. See you next time.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.